दिस इज रेडियो नेपाल आई एम टीका प्रसाद खड्का विथ न्यूज द हेडलाइन्स फर्स्ट नेपाली कंग्रेस डिसाइड्स टू मेक पार्टी प्रेजेन्सी स्ट्रङ्गर फर गभर्नमेन्ट्स इफेक्टिभ पर्फर्मेन्स मेनी डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स अफ तराई मधेस ब्याडली अफेक्टेड बाई कोल्ड वेभ्स कपल विथ थिक फग टुडे एज वेल फाइनेन्स मिनिस्टर विष्णु प्रसाद पौडेल एक्नोलेजेस भेरियस इन्डिकेटर्स फर हिज क्लेम अफ कन्ट्रीज इम्प्रुभिङ इकोनोमी and four Israeli soldiers and 200 Palestinians were released in Gaza ceasefire deal. Now the news in detail. The Nepali Congress has concluded that the party's presence in the government should be strengthened to make the government's work more effective. In a meeting held today at the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Office in Simhadarbar, the party office bearers, former office bearers, and ministers representing the party in the government, the leaders, expressed the view that the government's work should be accelerated and that it is necessary to move forward by coordinating among the parties participating in the government. According to the Nepali Congress, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak and Party Chief Whip Sam Ghimire informed about the work being done by the mechanism of the two major ruling parties, the justification of the recently issued ordinance and the government's overall work in the meeting. Party spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat said that the meeting concluded that serious homework should be initiated on the issue of constitution amendment and the government mechanism. Many districts of Tarai Madhes have been badly affected by the cold wave coupled with thick fog for some days. The people of Kailali, Kanchanpur, Kapilvastu and other districts of Tarai Madhes, especially children, sick ones and senior citizens, are hit hard by the adverse weather. Children are said to be suffering from fever, cold and stomachache, owing to severe cold, while elderly ones are reported to be facing respiratory problems. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Vishnu Prasad Podu has claimed that the national economy is improving. In a press meet organized by at Biratnagar Airport today, Minister Podu said various indicators demonstrated that the country's economy is witnessing improvement. He also assured that timely payments to the contractors and constructions should be made. Chairperson of the CPN Mao Center and former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says his party is reaching out to people to know about their needs. At a press meet organized by the press center Dang at Ghorahi today, Chair Dahal said that the people have trust on his party, adding that it would be beneficial for the Mao Center if the incumbent government would remain in the power till next election. Dahal also mentioned that they were not carrying out any activities to topple down the incumbent government. Education Minister Vidya Bhattacharya has stressed coordination of three-tier of government for the development of education in Nepal. In a press meet organized in the district headquarters of Gorkha today, Minister Bhattacharya said each tier of government should be responsible for enhancing the quality education in the federal context. The minister viewed that the government was moving ahead with an action plan to enforce education for free of cost by 2083 Bikram Sambat. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now is sports news update. The Armed Police Force APF Club has won the Prime Minister's Cup Women's National T20 Cricket Tournament. The APF won the title by defeating home team Sudhir Pashchim Province by 9 wickets in the final match held today. The APF achieved the winning target of 68 runs in 12.5 overs with the loss of just 1 wicket. APF's Mamata Chaudhary scored an unbeaten 43 runs while captain Indu Burma scored 18 runs not out. Earlier, Sudhir Pashchim batting first after winning the toss at the Fabla cricket ground in Kailali was bundled out for 67 runs in 18.1 overs. This is the second time that APF has won the title in a row. Along with the title, APF received a prize of 500,000 rupees, while Sudhir Pashchim won the runner-up prize of 300,000 rupees. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now under some international news updates. Hamas has released 4 female Israeli soldiers held in Gaza as part of the ceasefire agreement, handing them over to Red Cross officials in Palestine Square in Gaza City, according to Al Jazeera. Later on Saturday, in exchange for the second release of the captives on Saturday, Israel said 200 Palestinians were released from its jails. Ahead of the release in Gaza, scores of mosques, Hamas and Islamic Jihad fighters gathered at the square, where a large crowd of Palestinians also congregated. Representatives of the Red Cross and Hamas fighters were seen signing documents ahead of the release. And Hamas identified the 4 female Israeli soldiers as Karina Arib, Daniela Gilboa, Nama Levi, and Liri Albak. The 4 captives who were in Israeli military uniforms waved to the crowd as they were released. However, the Israeli government accused Hamas of breaching the ceasefire deal by not releasing civilian hostage Arbel Yehud. In response, Israel said displaced Palestinians will not be allowed to return to northern Gaza as had been scheduled under the deal. Hamas is expected to provide more information about the remaining 26 hostages due to be released in coming weeks. The U.S. State Department has issued a hold to nearly all existing foreign assistance and paused new aid, according to an internal memo sent to officials and U.S. embassies abroad. According to the BBC, the leaked notice follows President Donald Trump's executive order issued on Monday for a 90-day pause in foreign development assistance, pending a review of efficiencies and consistency with his foreign policy. The State Department notice appears to affect everything from development assistance to military aid. It makes exceptions only for emergency food aid and for military funding for Israel and Egypt. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in mountainous region and partly cloudy in hilly regions of Kosi province and mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress decides to make party presence stronger for government's effective performance. Many districts of Tarai Madhes badly affected by cold waves coupled with thick fog today as well. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podial acknowledges various indicators for his claim of country's improving economy. And 4 Israeli soldiers and 200 Palestinians released in Gaza ceasefire deal. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.